All right, without further ado, I do believe it is that time once again. Looky there, we cross over the midnight hour. Hump Day coming on. Y'all ready? Here it is again. Hey, Mike. As we will turn the page on the calendar. Well, hope you had a good day there, Tuesday. Welcome in, welcome aboard. It is the Steve Summers Overnight Drive coming to you live from our Hotshot Secret Gold Eagle secret bunker. And forecasters tell us, get ready for a potential, maybe record-setting, blockbuster lake effect snow event, a multi-day event, which could ultimately, I mean, they're talking maybe dump 6 feet of snow on Buffalo. That's hard to imagine. That would be up over my head. That's a lot of snow. We'll break that down for you coming up here. All right, been monitoring the clock. Will we get this rocket off the ground this morning? Yeah, the big moon launch. Is the third time a charm? Sometimes they say NASA looking to return to the moon with the mega rocket launch. Now, they have had some issues. At the moment, it looks like the fueling concerns have all been rectified. There is an ongoing concern with the range, as they call it. Yeah, there was a loss of connectivity. They're blaming it on an Ethernet cable, which, as we speak, they're working to replace and repair that. That's one item that has to be repaired before the actual launch can take place. I'll give you all the latest, and we'll continue to kind of monitor. Yeah, I've got the NASA feed up as they have periodically been giving some updates as the countdown continues. The launch window was opening at 1:04 a.m. Now, with some of the issues they've had already, it's going to be at least in the 1:30 to 2 a.m. time frame if everything comes together there. But is the third time a charm? After two failed attempts, NASA preparing to launch the Mega Moon rocket here in the next few hours if it goes according to plan. Less than a week after the massive rocket withstood the wrath of Hurricane Nicole. Buffalo, you're not the only place where you're going to get a shock from Old Man Winter. Other areas that may get a couple feet of snow include the Tug Hill Plateau east of Lake Ontario, places adjacent to Georgian Bay on Lake Huron there in Ontario, Watertown, New York, another locale that could be hit hard with snowfall in excess of 2 feet there. Again, this is a zone where through the entire event, you could see as much as 6 feet of snowfall. It's going to be a long-duration lake effect event, so it's not going to wind down till sometime early next week. So you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, my good times, right? Our number, 844-844-3388. Eagle checks in for the first time this week. Good morning, Eagle. How's your week going?
Yeah, I'm back out on the road. I've been home for the last couple of days. Trump is the man, and I believe that Trump can get this country back on track again, and I hope that the American people give him another shot, because anything is better than what we got right now.
All right, going to get an update on the Artemis launch. Got to monitor the countdown clock. First, we get a news break, the Steve Summers Overnight Drive.
And here we go.
10.
Hydrogen burn-off igniters initiated. 7, 6, 5, 4-stage engine start. 3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Stage and two solid rocket boosters now propelling the vehicle at 128 miles per hour. Again, quiet here in Mission Control Houston as teams continue monitoring the flight of Artemis 1. We're now 16 miles downrange from the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center, traveling over 2,800 miles per hour.
Everything going well at this point in time. All right, plenty of room for you at 844-844-3388 on a Wednesday, the Steve Summers Overnight Drive.